candid moment. You answer a question without concealment or disguise. And suddenly, you're telling the truth. The whole truth.
1, 2, 3, 4!
It was fixed.
Nuts, they can't fix the Super Bowl.
What about the bowl of soup? Just kidding. Ha ha.
That pass, Theismann made, was the stupidest.
The Carol opened his top drawer once and I told you.
Amateur or sandbox.
I mean, this is really too much.
Hey, Louise.
Hello.
Hi, Louise.
Hello.
We were just talking about corruption in football. You know Patterson, don't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They mean
they've shot.
Yeah, we know each other.
How are you doing?
Excuse me, I have to...
Well, thank you. So, haven't seen you since when was it?
That's it exactly. With your kids asleep upstairs?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it was 1 year ago, 2 nights ago. Because 1 year ago, last night, you telephoned at 10:30 or so and told me to expect you within the hour, as usual. And then you didn't come. And you didn't call again.
I'd do anything rather than wake up alone. I'll tell you.
Oh, don't be embarrassed.
One morning,
it's fine now.
All the little mice.
I just wanted to give you this. And he just don't unwrap it here. You left it the last night you stayed, so I put it into a warm place just to see if... And it grew into what you have in your hand.
Well, I just got sick of it, Mom, so I chopped it off.
So?
I think I'll just put it in the garment. But what if it's alive, Patterson?
South Africans are kind. They're like serpents.
That's right.
He told me that when he cuts into a person, he feels like a great actor.
I don't think Reagan is out to destroy the world. He's trying to prevent
the... Wouldn't have to get up in the morning.
Excuse me.
He really used to.
Let go of his bowels. I don't understand it. May you lie on the floor, howl in pain, and yet you just not expect to have a movement.
I think
it has to be good. Him not.
What?
I just got this vision of you being fat. Real fat, like circus fat. I could see your face all puffed up.
Yesterday.
Hello, Laura.
James. Hi. Yes. Hi, Nora. God. I wish I liked this stuff. It's so good.
Very different from Caucasians.
Oh. Would you excuse me? I think I'm needed.
Scream.
Well, he's 2 years old and she's still nursing him. I mean, that kid is...
Are you all right? Yeah.
I think so. Hold on. Hold on a second.
I haven't touched the drawer.
You want me to leave you alone, or do you want to go to the...
Yeah, let's go to the...
I never sleep anymore because the duvet's too hot. I sleep with the duvet and 2 blankets and the heat turned up to 75.
Look at you. You've got big black wings under your eyes. Here, let's try some Vaseline.
Why? Why does he have to bring her to my friend's party?
I don't know. I think he's...
And then bring her up to talk with me as if I...
If it's any consolation, I think she's totally plain.
Well, I know. He knows it. He told me. He thinks she's deeply shallow. But he's... He said he's addicted to her.
Oh.
So he doesn't care what she... He said she has more sexual tension than any woman he's ever...
Hello?
Just a minute.
Oh, God. God, I don't think I can.
And he's a snake. Much better than him. You're going to find somebody much better for you. Actually, there's a guy who plays volleyball.
Oh, you are so lucky, you know.
I know. Believe me, I know.
You and Peter,
hello?
Right out of the...
Okay. You all right?
Yeah.
Sorry we took so long.
No. I like holding. Let me know I'm alive.
I said we were sorry. Boy.
I bet you don't relate to your father at all.
Huh? Why do you say that?
Because your face is so tense. You never move your face.
Why are you taking off that tape?
Oh, what are you, dancing or something?
What?
No.
Are you serious? James Brown is no good for dancing?
Beatles, man.
I am not your man, and the Beatles stink.
You're a crack, man. The Beatles are the best.
The Beatles are candy, not music. They had utterly no trick.
Come on. Come on. Don't tell me you've never been attracted to a man.
Well, I don't want to go to bed with them.
No?
I said, put the tape down or I'll slug you.
Hey, who are you?
Put the tape down. Hey,
just tell me when you're guessing.
Hey, how about lunch sometime, huh?
Right on, right on.
Steve?
Uh-huh.
You're
clear? Are you ready?
No, but you really want to.
You really want to, okay? Well, good night, Angela.
Bye, Angela.
Bye, you guys. Oh, Laura. Oh, see you Thursday.
1 o'clock.
Ms.
And be
Murdoch.
Well.
Mm. Oh, did you know that I've got
to
your intestines for up to 2 years?
Yeah,
a friend of mine had a colon here.
Thanks for asking us.
Great food. I ate 9 of those lady fingers.
He did not.
Oh, my God. The car is starting without us. I can hear it moving. Come on.
Peter, don't pull.
See you, Janet. Great pass.
Bye.
Pardon my husband. He's nuts.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
You're so bad.
You're late.
Peter, get up.
People will think you're...
Did somebody,
1599 doors!
Sorry, Janet. What can I say?
Good night, you two.
She was mad, Peter.
Well, so was I. Come on, get in the car before your fingers go white.
I'm driving.
No way.
Peter, you are intoxicated. You can't...
I am not intoxicated. Lots of doxicator, beta, sater, reader, ractorino. I'm fooling. Well, okay, you drive if you want. Butterfingers, open my door.
What's that sound?
That's the sound of me.
No, seriously, listen.
What?
It's an owl, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah, that is an owl. I wonder where... Hey, look. At the top left on that tree, see?
Oh, wow! Look at his ears.
Yeah. Whoa, look at him turn his head.
Ooh, she's as big as a dog.
Probably not enough food in the country because of all the snow.
What does she eat? Rodents? Other birds?
Oh, kittens. Pastry.
Peter.
Ooh. Come on, your hands will freeze.
Actually, my fourth finger is numb. Do that, sweet.
Hold your bridges. Aha, here we go. Raymond Charles.
Oh, this is the one you played at the booth box at the place in Peterborough.
Right. Right.
Where we had cream and cream soup. Remember I asked the lady cream and what? And she said, cream. Then it was.
No, dear.
Oh, you never remember.
Shh. I want to hear the song.
Oh, pish.
Oh, my pillow. Last night I lay on my pillow. So, good bash, eh?
Yeah.
I had a good time. You had a good time?
Yeah. I had a good time.
Good, so did I. What do you mean, I had a good time, punching the eye?
Well, nothing. I had a good time. I had some good time. I did. Did you?
I had a rip, shuckle, wop, fad, dabbing time. Dear. Not that there is a single person I like.
Oh, Peter, don't say that. You like Henry Burks.
Burks is an honorable guy, but boy, is he dull. Rat, tat, 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 poop. Can't listen to a word the man says.
Peter, I hope he doesn't sense that you don't listen.
All I do is look at the face he's making and make one like it. You get it? I figure if he's telling a sad story, he'll be looking sad. So I look sad. Here he thinks I'm listening real hard, and all I'm doing is aping his face.
I think you should listen to someone like Henry Burks. I do.
That guy bores me to fractions.
But it's so important for your career.
Help!
I'm sorry. I sound like a crow, I know. I promised I wouldn't. I've just gone crazy because of that stupid Adrian Olsler.
So I should swat her.
Really? You know what she did? She begged me to tell her about my work. She looked really interested, right?
Uh-huh.
So I did. I started to tell her about marketing, and I was getting really into it when she started to write something. I said, "What are you writing?" She said that she was writing a list of places in New York for her friend Miriam. Her friend Miriam was going to New York.
You are not crying, over.
No. No, I'm glad. I'm glad she's right to write because it's true. I am boring.
Aww.
I am. Everybody knew it when I was younger, but then I put on a fake personality and it worked, but now it's wearing off and I'm dull again.
Laura, what?
Brown grass. That's the one I got in that game where you say what the person reminds you of. About brown grass. All the other girls got things like fizz and coke or open tulips. But I reminded everybody the grass on the football field in March.
Oh, no. May at least.
Peter, this is very serious.
What?
I can see people's eyes flicking away when I'm talking to them. Lately, it happens quite a lot. It starts about 1 minute into the conversation. They just look away, and then they do it again, and if I keep talking,
Well, maybe you shouldn't keep talking, mouthy.
Peter, this is far more important for you than for me. You're the... What the hell is that? Why are you doing imitations of foghorns when we're having...
I need a long, thick sleep.
I suppose the foghorn's supposed to be some symbol.
Laura, please.
The only reason I want people to like us is so our kids will have a backyard.
Kids?
Oh, Peter, don't joke.
I'm not joking.
Oh, well, in that case, we better talk about it.
Tomorrow.
Oh, right. That's what you said about the abortion. No, we never talked about it, and then it happened. A. Peter.
I don't look at it the way you do.
No. Well, jiggity jog. God, I'm tired.
I'll bet you didn't eat anything today.
I did so.
What?
I had muffin and some other stuff.
Why do you keep doing that to yourself? Hey?
I don't know. I just forget to eat.
I've told you. Eating is like wearing a coat in the winter. I don't see you forgetting your coat.
I know. Here, give it to me. I'm the hanger-upper.
Well, thank you, dear. You look nice tonight.
Sure.
You did. Even Michelle What's-Her-Name was going on about how nice you looked.
Oh, isn't that situation depressing?
What?
About Brad being gay.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Peter, it's a social fact. Everybody...
But he's married to her.
He tells her he has to stay late at work and then goes off to the homosexual baths.
How do you know?
Because Janet's best friend works at the baths.
If Janet's best friend is anything like Janet...
Peter...
Does Michelle know?
No. Not at all. I mean, just at the party, she was telling me how his feet are always cold at night. So she warms them with her feet every night. I felt like telling her, his feet are lying. They're lying to you.
It's probably just a crock.
Do you think I should tell her?
Nope.
Why not?
It's not your business.
Oh, Peter, that's so Ontario. I wonder if I'd want to know.
Hey. Look at you. You look like Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper?
Big black rings under your eyes.
Oh, fat. I just haven't wiped them off yet. I get those every night after washing my face. I mean, you notice?
No.
I have it every night.
Meet you under the covers.
Peter, that hurts.
Catch me if you can.
Ha ha, very cute. Oh, I'm going to leave my black rings on tonight. No. No tickling. Please, Peter. All right. Well, would you turn out the light?
I can't. I'm too young.
All right. I'll turn it out.
Stop. I'll turn it out if you say the magic word.
The magic word? Black.
No.
I don't know. What is it?
Oh, you tell me.
Who?
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay, lights.
I'm the guy. Come closer. Here, lie on your side.
Oh, that's nice. So nice to have a male stomach to grab onto. Just a bit higher.
Red Lake, rainy lakes, look out, heavy snowfall tonight, changing to freezing drizzle tomorrow morning.
What are you doing? You have to pee? Peter? Why are you just standing there in the dark? What? What? Did you forget something? Your wallet? Don't worry about it. Janet will keep it. Peter? Peter, are you all right? God, you're not having some kind of attack. Peter? Peter, answer me.
What were you thinking?
What was I thinking? When?
In bed, with me. What were you thinking?
Peter, let go of my wrists. You're hurting.
What were you thinking?
When? While we were...
Yes.
About you?
Don't lie.
All right. I may have been thinking about something else for a second.
What?
It's not important. It's stupid. It doesn't matter.
What?
Oh, come on. Do I have
to? Yes.
Well, it's... For just a moment there, I was, kind of... adding up the calories I've had today.
Calories?
I'm sorry. It's not that I wasn't liking it. I just flicked. Peter, I'm sure you've occasionally thought of something else.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Then you're weird.
I'm not weird.
Yes, you are.
You're blank.
Blank? What's that supposed to mean?
That's why you don't look at me. That's why. Because it would make you lose count. You'd lose count of calories.
I look at you.
And that's why you always close your teeth when I kiss you. Because, of course, because my tongue would get in the way of your calculations.
You're nuts.
Oh, God.
Peter, don't you think we should maybe just go to sleep?
No. No, Laura, let's go to wake. Huh? Let's go to wake, Laura.
Are you cracking up?
Please, this is grave.
Well, I guess it must be. The last time you were this upset was when Russia beat us in the World
Cup. Get that mouth off your face. Get that mouth off your face, Laura, and to tell me why. You just lie. Why you... Yeah! That's it. Yeah. Your schoolmates were right. You are like dead grass. Brown, dead grass on a...
You're lucky I just lie there instead of throwing up. Instead of throwing up from the boredom, but I don't. I swallow it down when it comes up my throat, and I concentrate on other things, so I'll stop bringing up anything to stop me from puking. Till I can stop thinking and start making the pigeon sound. Oh. Oh. You know it. Makes you come right away. I suppose the thought of me needing your thing, I hate your thing and your faint, stupid hands that still don't know how to touch me. I have to spread my legs under the bathtub to... I guess you think this means I've been false with you. Well, I have. I have. Every time, and it's all just to get you to finish. Finish. Yes. Yep. Even those holy ones, even them false. All false, all. And as for the kissing, you're right. I don't want to kiss you because when you kiss me, you breathe in my mouth. Why do you do that? Can't you breathe through your nose? You're not supposed to breathe when you're kissed, don't you? I'm sorry, but you called me that name. Anyways, I don't think it's really true, so I didn't say it, okay? Let's just say I didn't say it. Let's just go to bed and Say we didn't say it. Are you going to kiss me, even though I... Oh, thank you for kissing me. Uh-oh. Please, take your hands away, Peter, because it's starting again. Every time you touch me in that... Oh, no. Oh, no, don't look like that. Don't hate me. I don't want to be this. But I'm too young. Yes, that's it. I'm too young. I don't want to be naked and fat, pointy breasts like my mom. I don't want to be sticky and foamy. I want to be covered, and you are too. And you don't do those things. You just chase me up the stairs and make a monster face. And I say, no, no, Daddy, don't, Daddy, stop it, Daddy. But it's there. Even then. Oh, no. Oh, yes. When I was three, when I was only three in my corduroy dress, and his mommy was teaching piano, and my best friend Larry, he was four, he said that she said we were supposed to go in the closet, and I was supposed to do that stuff. I didn't want to, but if he said his mommy said, then I had to, and I did, and it tasted like tongue-touching. Then, in grade seven, spin the bottle with the boys from our class and their lips like cold worms from the rain. Grade eight, we stuffed our bras so as not to be carpenter's dreams and carried tampons in our purses for 4 years before we ever got it. High school, yeah. Parking in his mother's smooth car. Uh-oh. Oh, no. It's 5-1. Trying to do up my bra before I get home. I keep missing, sometimes going in with it undone. Can Mom tell? Petting the dog, remembering his fingernails, thinking I had no right to pet my family's dog. This sex worm wrapped around your neck. And then you get married, and it chokes you. Me. Yeah, just me. I'm sure I'm the only weird who sees it, that who feels that. Only I didn't know. I didn't know, Peter, until I spoke it all out, so you can't blame me for not telling you, because I didn't know. Oh, Peter, please, touch me, please. This is so weird for me. For you, too, I'm sure. I just, please. What are you doing? You're not mad, are you, Peter? Look, if it's because of what I've been saying, that's stupid, because I want to come out of it. I need you to help me come out of it. Please, Peter. Where are you going? You can't leave me. Come on, come on. I'll do anything to change. I really will. Just please don't go. Please, Peter. Please. Just... I wish I didn't have a mouth. I wish I didn't have a mouth. Just ears. Just ears, because I can't hear anything. I can't hear. There's no sound like underwater. I need sound to breathe. Quick, some sound from somewhere. What? Oh, yeah, the wedding gifts. Here, the blender, quick. I still can't hear. Why can't I? What? What? Oh, the kettle. The kettle always shrieks. And oven. Timer. And juicer. Potato juice. Here. Slice in. So faint. Like a mosquito. I need more sound. More... Ah, of course. Stupid radio. Yeah. There. No. I'm still underwater. What can I... Oh, I see, of course, the call. call Michelle. That's why. Michelle. There. Ooh, this is it. This is... Hello, Michelle? Karen... Oh, Laura here. So late, I forgot my own name, called myself my sister's. Anyway, yeah, I'm, like, real sorry to wake you up. I woke you up, hey? Yeah, well, I'm sorry, because, like, I hate being woken up by the phone, too, but, like, this is really an emergency, I think. I know you want to get back to sleep. Okay, here goes. Is Brad there? Oh, okay, well, don't give this away. Just, Mitch, I really hate to tell you, but your husband, Brad, is having, making sex with men. And please, don't say anything yet. Just listen. I know because of a few things, like, Janet's friend sees him in the steam baths frequently, and I know this is really, well, I couldn't take it, but I just thought your dignity was the most... I'm sorry, Michelle. I'll let you go. And if you ever want to talk about it, just get me. Okay?
Bo! Bo! Bo!
No. Still deaf. Deaf. Still... Where's... Puss? Hello, pussy puss cat. Where have you been hiding? In the cupboard with the sponge? Oh, there's a nice, nice puss. Ooh, you got cat breath. Oh, puss, don't go. Because I can't remember his voice. I can't remember if he said why he... All I remember is my voice. Oh, yes. I remember that, yeah, that was that time in January some year when we got so drunk on vodka and rum over at... We walked home in the snow, and then I was washing my face, and I heard this voice from the living room saying... Help! Help! So I went in the living room and he was sitting on the couch and I asked him what was wrong and he held out his hand and said, nothing, nothing, just help me breathe. He said, help me breathe. Help me breathe. Help me breathe. Help me breathe.
A disclosure, a personal moment of uncovering, and suddenly you are left standing utterly alone in the silent, tilting realm of the Vanishing Point.
Quickening by Judith Thompson. Nancy Paulk was heard as Laura and Michael Hogan as Peter. Nancy Beatty was heard as Angie, and Diana Belshaw, Alan Fawcett, Tom Hoff, Jill Frappier, Michael Kerr, Barbara Kyle, Angelo Rizakos, and Francine Volker were heard in a variety of roles. Casting consultant was Ann Tate, with Catherine Kester, and the script editor was Sandra Rabinovich. Were by John McCarthy, with sound effects by Stephanie McKenna. And the production assistant was Nancy McElveen. Quickening was produced and directed by series executive producer William Lane.